Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Today. I am Mama Mac. Along with me here is, in her usual seat, is the famous Dr. Angel Falzoni. You're famous today, Doctor.
Oh, that's nice to know.
She really is. PhD, licensed mental health counselor. We are so blessed to have you as co-host of this show. And you're keeping very busy doing a lot of seminars around the area in different places. And you are becoming more and more famous. So I was right about that adjective, right?
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just a great time here every Thursday night. And then, of course, we have the StarCom Radio Network that plays these shows Saturday and Sunday every weekend right at noon Eastern Time, which is really cool, isn't it, that we're getting that kind of broadcast around, because StarCom puts us in several cities across the United States and in eight different countries, which we are very grateful for. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing.
It is.
It is absolutely amazing.
In fact, we've had blessing after blessing and wonderful thing after wonderful thing since we started the show a year and a half ago, and we need to do a question-answer show. I said that to you a couple weeks ago, and we forget to do them, but we get the questions coming in, don't we?
We just need to sift through those.
Yeah, we need to do that. So you can send any questions you would like answered by Dr. Falzoni to goyard2014@gmail.com. It gives you more room to write, goyard2014@gmail.com. You can always text us also during the shows or just anytime, 24/7 in our Google text number, which is 727-888-4171. And you can go to our websites, our website, singular, which is goyard2014.org, and play back some of the shows you missed. Last week was St. Patrick's Day week. Whether they listened on Saturday and Sunday or Thursday, we recorded on Thursday, but still. And that show was what about? Do you remember?
Oh, it's not about the luck.
It's not about the luck. That was a great show. And it kind of is a stepping stone into the show we're doing tonight, because this week we officially entered a new season.
We have.
And what is that season?
We have entered into spring.
We have sprung into spring?
Although you wouldn't know it here in Florida, because I think we went back to winter.
But for a day or two there. But still, it's beautiful. I mean, the sun's shining. It's gorgeous. And some people in other states are jealous because we do have great weather.
We do.
In fact, I heard a stat this week that Clearwater is the city across the world that has more days of sunshine than any other city. And I don't know if that's accurate, but I was told that.
I would believe that. We really do have a lot of sunshine.
That Clearwater, Florida is the city in the United States, or around the world, they said, actually. And I don't know if it's a correct stat, but more days of sunshine than any other city anywhere.
I would buy that.
You would buy that, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, well, you got to figure it's got to be somewhere in Florida, right?
Right. Yeah. sun is just always shining. It's just wonderful. There used to be a thing with the St. Pete Times many years ago where you could get a free newspaper if the sun didn't shine. Right. So I don't know about any of that. But spring has sprung.
It has.
And we are excited about that because baseball starts, right?
True story there.
There you go. And that is the theme of this show, Go Yard, which means hit a home run in life. Don't just strike out all the time. And, you know, it's all about baseball anyway, you know, with Chris and I. And you're fairly good about baseball, but you're really more of a football fan, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But I love sports, so.
Yeah.
I love all
sports. Go Rays, and baseball season has begun. So,
and I heard that they were playing in Cuba.
Yeah, they are. In fact, they sent a bunch of dirt over there.
Oh, wow.
They sent all kinds of equipment and dirt to build up the mound. And, you know, they really did. It's pretty cool. Yes. Yeah, the Rays are playing in Cuba. So do you have any insight into that, Chris, as far as that Cuba game?
It's tomorrow. No, when it was.
This week, isn't it?
Yeah, they played on Tuesday.
Okay.
They played on Tuesday at 2.
Tomorrow. Okay, in Cuba. All right. Yes. So that's pretty cool. Okay. So our title about spring. It has sprung.
Spring has sprung.
And?
It's about new beginnings.
New beginnings.
It is. In so many ways. In so many ways.
Talk to us about that, Doctor.
Well, when we think of spring, one of the most common thoughts we think of is spring cleaning.
Oh, spring cleaning. Yes. Yeah. I've been doing that, actually.
So have I.
It's kind of fun.
Taking my weekends and doing a couple extra little projects because in spring, it's kind of that thought of new life.
It is.
We're kind of, the weather is nice. We want to get outside. We want to, like, declutter our houses.
Right.
We want to get those extra things clean, that freshness, you know, that pine salt through the house.
It really feels good, though, doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
To get those kinds of projects done that sometimes we don't have to do during the other time.
And it has this freshness to it as we're doing it, and you know the windows are open and we're, you know, getting rid of that dust of winter and all that. You know, we were so closed in winter, no matter where you are, you close in for winter,
right?
And so with spring we can open those windows and let that freshness come in, and we start to declutter in our houses. That's one of the natural things. People start cleaning out closets. We'll see yard sales popping up everywhere because now people are trying to get rid of that extra clutter.
Yeah. So you suppose this has been going on forever, you know, with springtime? I mean, it's not new to our area or whatever, this whole concept of spring cleaning.
But it is a time of cleaning out and nesting and bringing freshness. You know, our flowers are going to start blooming.
The flowers, yes.
The oak trees are killing me here.
Me too. So, yeah.
But that life is starting to come back, and with that life kind of brings this newness for us.
And don't you think in life we need these times where we just can get a fresh start, so to speak, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. And we need that fresh start in so many areas of our life. And it starts with our physical life, you know, our houses, our spaces, our domains, where we can start bringing some freshness in there. Maybe, you know, move the furniture a little bit in the room and kind of change it up, or, you know, clean things a little. I washed the shower curtains last week.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do we wash shower curtains and dusted ceiling fans? And, you know, got to do those little things that make such a big
A
difference, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of that freshness that comes in with spring.
Yes.
As we get that energy to start.
And it is fun. I agree with you. I started a few months back, actually, before spring, painting rooms. And then my tile floor busted, which was great.
You've been really busy springing
it up. I've been really busy getting a new floor and all that. And so, yes, everything gets cleaned and really good. So how does that apply in our emotional lives, Doctor? This whole concept of spring cleaning, because it does, I'm sure, fresh start.
Oh, fresh start can apply in every aspect of our life. And so when we're talking about our emotional life, this is kind of a great time for us to start looking at where we are, where we're wanting to go, where we want to be, what's working, what's not working. You know, kind of winter, it's a great season, but it has that dreariness that kind of comes with it.
Yeah.
And that
hibernation mundane, or something.
Yeah, we kind of just let things go in status quo a lot more.
Right.
We let our houses go. We let our emotional things kind of, we wear bigger clothes and eat a little bit more. And in spring, we're starting to think, we got to wear those warm clothes. So
bathing suit time, yes.
True, and this is where we're starting to think think of other things of our life as that freshness and newness, and there's an energy that comes with that.
Well, I think it's a great timing in the year, because we had the you know, New Year's time where we make those resolutions, and a lot of times those resolutions fail and we mess up, and then we begin to feel down and discouraged, you know.
Absolutely. So here we are 3.5 months into this year. So if we made New Year's resolutions, only 7% of people who make them complete them.
Oh, that's an interesting stat.
Yes, it is.
7%.
So now we're
Whoa.
In March and we're thinking, oh my goodness, okay, my New Year's resolutions didn't quite get me where I wanted to go. So
right.
Here is a great opportunity for that fresh start.
It really is. And you know, it's just, it works in our emotional lives. It works in our spiritual lives. You know, we're right at the week of Easter.
Absolutely.
Coming up here. And so that also speaks of freshness and newness and life. Speaks of life.
Life.
Doesn't it?
Love. All those concepts kind of really come in that spring season.
Oh, yeah.
And then even when we're still feeling a little dreary, you know, because we do, and then you start going outside and getting more of that fresh air and seeing that life popping in nature and the trees and the flowers. And
it's,
you know,
so true. I just picked up my grandson Levi. He's actually here in the studio with us today. And when we came from, I picked him up in Northern Florida from his dad, and when we came into Palm Harbor, he got out of the car, he took a deep breath, and he goes, "I smell the water," because I live fairly close to the water. And I said, "You do?" He says, "There is a smell here that is not in Indiana," which he loves every time he's here, just to take it in. And of course, then we went to the beach, and of course, there you really smell the water and the, you know, everything. But it really is a reality, and it just made him feel good, even though he got sunburned knees. But other than that,
well, he's got to go home with a little Florida sun.
That's right. Exactly.
That's his
exactly.
trophy.
Yeah. But there is something about that this time of year that really does, I think, pick people up emotionally, Doctor. Are there any probably other people that think that very way?
I agree with you. And I think it's a wholeness, you know, because that life starts to come from everywhere we look. You
right.
know, we'll see the animals are hatching their little baby
yes.
birds are starting you know, everything's kind of coming back.
What about the eagle, DC eagle? Did you see that on the news?
No.
That they were watching? I don't know if Chris saw it, but it was really interesting. This eagle hatched two little eaglets. And Twitter and Facebook and everybody was alive with all this because they had a camera up there and they sat and watched this eagle for a couple days until she hatched. And then now this morning they've got little pictures of the eaglets and how cute they are. It's just, again,
it's new life. And so we start to see that.
Yeah.
And all, just living our lives naturally. And of course, the people who are a little more north, it might not be quite there for you yet,
right.
but it's coming, and we know it's coming. And, you know, I'm seeing posts on Facebook where people even in the north are letting their kids go outside and they're in shorts and it's like 60 degrees, which would be cold for me, but for them it was warm and they're excited. It's that excitement that we can get out. We can experience life now again.
Yeah, I remember. I was telling my grandson in high school, my first car was a convertible, which now I have a convertible again. But I remember when those 60 degree days would hit in Indiana and we just thought, wow, it's hot, you know, put the top down weather.
Exactly.
You know? So, yeah.
And so when we equate that into our emotional life, this is kind of a time of year we start thinking about what's going on.
Yes.
And what's coming up. And we're looking towards these new seasons. And what does that really mean?
You know, I think a lot of times, Doctor, so many people go through life just going through life. Day after day, doing the same thing, get in routine, eat the same types of food all the time, don't try new things, you know, have a routine that's pretty, you know, regimented. And when we actually step out and do something different and new, it changes our perspective on our whole life, don't you think?
Completely changes our perspective.
As a therapist, would you agree that it's a good thing to do?
It's absolutely a great thing to do. You know, one of the things when people start feeling like they're stuck in a rut, one of the things I challenge them to do is just go to work a different route.
Oh, good.
Take different roads.
Good.
It's a different experience.
Right.
And that kind of starts to get you out of that rut. And there's so many cool things you can do to get out of all kinds of ruts. Speaking of the eating rut, I was learning that there's this place that you can order food and they deliver it in meals with recipe cards, but they kind of pick the meals. So you're trying new foods that you may not normally try.
Right.
And that newness that comes with that and that excitement of trying new things.
Exactly.
And so there are great opportunities for us to kind of get out of our boxes that we put ourselves in. And winter really puts ourselves in that box.
And don't you think a lot of us are programmed that we just want to be safe, quote unquote, you know, and not get out of the norm? We want to just stay with what we know and is predictable. Don't you think human nature does that?
We do. And a lot of human natures, we don't want change, but we are set up for change. We are programmed for change. Every day is change.
Right.
Every day that sun rises is a different, it's a newness. It's a new beginning. We are giving opportunities for new beginnings every 24 hours. Then every week is a new week. Every month is a new month. Four
it
times
really
a
is.
Year is a new season. Newness is definitely a theme.
It is, isn't
just
it?
Just in nature.
Right. And you know, it's more exciting than living boring, just always predictable. I was just thinking about a butterfly. Where does a butterfly come from?
Yeah, it comes from the little caterpillar.
That's right.
Little old ugly. They're ugly,
they
too.
They are ugly, and they don't look like they could possibly turn into a butterfly.
Something beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
It is so cool. In fact, I was just talking to, funny you bring it up, because I was just talking to a therapist about this today, because we were talking about struggles, and we were talking about how, I don't know if you've ever watched a butterfly get out of the cocoon.
I haven't, but I'm going to now after doing this show.
It is an amazing thing. So here this little ugly caterpillar, you know, eats and eats and eats, and then it goes, it spins this cocoon, and in that cocoon, it totally changes into the butterfly. And when it's getting out, it's a struggle and a half to watch a butterfly getting out. And
Whoa.
We were talking about this because a child tried to help this butterfly get out of this cocoon.
Oh, wow.
And you know, that butterfly didn't
ever fly. Yeah.
Because it's that struggle that gives that butterfly the strength that it's going to need to take flight.
Right, exactly. And so often we are so afraid of struggle in our lives.
We are. And it's that struggle that develops those parts of the butterfly that it needs to go and fly.
Exactly.
And so this little butterfly came out and was wobbling all over because it didn't have the strength it needed, because somebody else rescued it and took its strength from it, thinking it was helping, of course.
Oh, my. Doctor, that's a huge metaphor for life when we get rescued all the time in our situations. You want to talk about
that? Absolutely, because in our situation, no matter what it is we're going through, we need support, but we don't need to be rescued. That going through is where we get that strength that we're going to need for the next level, for the next part of our journey, for that next flight. Just like that caterpillar has to eat and eat and eat so it can have that nutrition to hold up.
Right.
So if it doesn't take that part of its journey, it can't take the next part of its journey and change. And then that struggle to get out for even the beautiful part of its journey.
Yes.
And so our lives are very much like that. And often we want other people to take that pain from us.
We do. And, you know, the other thing, I was just thinking about kids. You've got sons. I've got grandchildren and grown children. But, you know, so often kids, when they get into high school, for instance, that were your kids and my grandsons are right now, they want to take classes that are, you know, easier for them.
Yes, they do.
Don't they? You know, and, you know, when I was in high school, I was on a pre-med track, you know, towards and then college pre-med. And so it was like I knew I was going to take very challenging classes, and I prepared myself mentally for that. But I remember many friends saying, oh, I'm going to just take home ec, or I'm just going to take this or that. I'm going to avoid anything difficult. Speak to me about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I heard it this year from my second son. He's a senior, and he's like, Mom, because I'm a senior, I want an easy year.
Aha.
And I said, son, because you're a senior, you need to take classes that challenge you, because college is next year. And if you don't work hard this year, you're going to struggle next year. It's the next step.
It's the next step.
You need to gain more writing skills. You need to gain more math skills. And so he's taken calculus 2 this year.
Even though he didn't want to.
He wasn't excited with me, but it's that part of the journey. And when we decide to step back and take that easy road, we're not growing and developing.
Right.
It might be easy road and we could get by, but are we getting to where we want to go?
Exactly.
And knowing he wants to be an engineer, he needs to keep developing those skills in math and science especially to take that next step of his journey.
So the word here is parents, grandparents, don't just allow your kids and grandkids to get by on Easy Street. It's not, you're not doing them a favor, right?
We're not. We're allowing them to not develop, and we're allowing them to weaken their skills instead of strengthen their skills.
Exactly.
You know, it was even with my youngest this year, he's in seventh grade and he wants a cell phone. He does not have one, and so I made a deal that if you make honor roll all year, I will get you a cell phone for
there
next school
go
year. And so third term came, and he was struggling really bad. Grades were in the tank. And he's like, well, but Mom, what if just one report card wasn't honor roll? I said, well, then there's no cell phone. You know what? That report card came home with honor roll. He did whatever he had to do to get it. And that is what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, I could have said, oh, but he worked so hard all year, and this wasn't his fault. He missed a week of school because he was sick, and he got behind. No.
But you see, the word here is so often we enable behavior that is not excellent.
We do.
And we'll talk more about this when we do our series on substance abuse coming up soon.
Yes.
But enabling, do you want to define that and explain how this applies right now as we talk about springtime and a fresh start?
Well, when we're enabling someone, we're kind of doing what that kid did for that caterpillar, the butterfly,
right,
coming out of the...
Exactly,
cocoon.
Yes.
We're doing the work for somebody.
Right.
And we think we're helping. We're,
yeah,
thinking we're doing something good for them, but in reality, we're taking the strength that they needed for that next step of their journey.
How many parents have you seen go home, they go, well, I got a busy night, I've got to write a paper for Johnny, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, doctor. That has always been a pet peeve of mine, and I never did that with my kids. I never did their homework, but I know parents who did.
Yes.
And do.
And they posted on Facebook, oh, I got a C in my son's algebra.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Seriously?
Really?
Because enabling does not allow these kids to spring into that next step of their lives, you know?
And there's a very fine line between enabling and support.
Yeah,
so
you want to explain that? Yeah.
Like, we're talking about kids' homework. So enabling is doing it for them and saving them the pain because they didn't plan or they didn't have the skills to get it done or they procrastinated.
How many times is that?
True.
The night before. Oh, I forgot I've got this big project due. Oh, my gosh. Yes, go ahead.
True. Support means, okay, your kid comes home with this assignment, and we're going to talk about what would you like to do? Let's make of a supply list. Let's think,
right,
of ideas. Let's go on Pinterest or let's go on the internet,
sure,
and see what other projects have looked like so you can think of how you want yours to look. That's support.
Right.
Support is helping that child to plan for themselves and to get the tools they need for them to do,
right,
the project.
Right.
Enabling is doing it for them.
Exactly.
So if I help teach my child to plan for their project,
there's nothing wrong with that.
They're gaining skills.
Right.
Stepping things, taking a little bit each day, and getting a big task accomplished.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
And that's support.
That's support.
We're giving them more tools. When I'm supporting somebody, I'm giving them the tools that they need. So the next project that comes, he already knows, okay, Mom, I've already thought of, here's the two ideas I can do. If I do this one, I might need these supplies. If I do this one, I might need these.
And that's a great educational tool.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We got to take a break, and we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Call a friend. Tell them to tune in to Go Yard.
Oh, Lord have mercy on this weary soul. Come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life. Take two.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Oh, Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
Welcome back to Go Yard with Dr. Angel Falzoni and me, Mama Mac, and we are talking about a great subject today, springing into spring in a way in our lives that is life-changing, really.
Absolutely. It's about that newness of life, and what we can do to cultivate that.
So spring into your fresh start.
Springing into a fresh start.
Right before the break, we were talking about homework and kids
and
grandkids and relating to the fact that a lot of times parents feel obligated to help their kids get the best grades they can, and they end up writing the papers, doing all the math, doing whatever, and that's not good for them, you were saying.
It is not. And so a better lesson, and it's a difficult lesson for parents, is if the child doesn't do what they need to do for that assignment, they need to take the grade that they've earned, which would be an F or zero. And yes, it will hurt their grades, but that lesson of failure is so much more significant for that child, because once they feel that sting, they probably aren't going to want to feel that sting again, and they will do what they need to next time. It's natural consequence. And if we don't let them earn those zeros when they earn, or if we don't let them feel their own failure, what ends up happening is we have adults who've been rescued, who are always looking for someone to rescue them, and they're getting evicted, and parents are still having to pay their rent and their electric bill, and they continue to fail because we don't want them to fail, and they don't learn that. So it's easier to learn it with a grade than it is as an adult when we're seeing them evicted, or we're seeing all these difficult things. Their cars are getting repoed, or they're losing all these jobs. And so we want to teach this lesson as early as possible.
The pain is
less than the older we get.
And I think we kind of didn't expect to go there with this show. We never know what's going to happen, though, do we, Doctor?
No,
we just
don't.
Let it fly. But you know what? This is really good, practical counseling for our listeners. And this is a life coaching show. And, you know, if you're one of these parents that do this, not necessarily helicopter parent, I suppose. I don't know. Is there a rescuing term? It's a rescuing
parent. We do it out of love, because we don't want them to feel pain. But that pain is important for their growth.
But, you know, Doctor, you hit on something a minute ago that I think is exactly right. I've never seen a generation that returns home so often. In fact, there's a new show about that. I forget the name of it, but I saw it advertised on TV the other night, and where the two grown daughters move back in with mom and dad, and they're all laying on the bed watching TV together, you know, and they're like 25 or 28 or something ridiculous. But you know what? It's happening.
It's happening, and it's that transitional adulthood is
yes.
probably one of the most challenging groups that I deal with and professionally. And it's because of this very principle, somebody enabled them and didn't let them feel their own consequence, and they continue to enable them because they don't want them to feel pain of their choices. But until pain brings change.
Pain brings change.
Pain brings change.
Right.
So until we feel pain of our choices, there's no motivation to change.
And what about that old saying about the fisherman and the fish?
Absolutely. Chris came and brought that to us on the break, and that's
right
true.
On.
So you want to give it to us?
It's much better to teach somebody to fish
than
to hand them a fish that only lasts one day. If you teach them to fish, they can continue on.
They can support themselves, and that's support. And that's the difference between support and enabling.
It really is very good.
Enabling, I'm giving you the fish. Supporting, I'm teaching you to do this.
You know, I'm a pastor, and I tell you, there's some scripture in Psalms, I think it's about chapter 34, where David talks about a fresh start, that God gives him a fresh start every day. And I think it is so cool that we have a 24-hour a day cycle. I heard somebody on TV the other day talking about the news cycle. You know that you know, a story stays current for about 24 hours in the news cycle.
Right.
Except the Friday night cycle, then, you know, goes into, it's kind of complicated. But anyway, our life cycle, we have 24-hour segments where, of course, 8 or 9 hours of rest or should be. And then, you know, you've got this block of time, and it's fresh every morning. The sunrise time is so amazing. Of course, this weekend there will be sunrise services to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus. But on a daily basis, we have sunrise.
We do.
Every day.
We have a new beginning every day.
Yes.
You know, when I was looking through quotes, Mel Gibson had a quote. I think it fits here. You know,
okay.
He says, it's a wise man who understands that every day is a new beginning.
Yes.
Because, boy, how many mistakes do we make in a day? I don't know about you, but I make plenty. You can't turn the clock back, so you have to look ahead.
Oh, I love that quote. That's great. Very wise.
It is wise. And that's that new. And what happens is so many people get stuck on those mistakes of yesterday that
right.
we carry those into our new beginnings. We need to let each day be its new day.
You know, I see so many people that are living in their past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I both in counseling people, we have seen this consistently. People are stuck. They're stuck in a rut from some event that happened. Maybe they were molested. Maybe, who knows?
It can be
a
so
horrible
many things.
Injury or a terrible surgery or, you know, on and on, or breakup in a relationship, whatever it is. We see it in our daily lives, you and I, mm-hmm. ministering to people, that they are stuck back there someplace. And they're not springing into a fresh start, which is the title of this show. Instead, they're stuck back in the rut. They're stuck in the rut.
They really are.
Of the
stuck
past.
In that.
Talk to
and
me
they,
about that,
and
doctor.
And it's like a suitcase that's chained to them that they're
oh,
taking
yeah.
with them everywhere they go. And it's causing all kinds of difficulties for them everywhere they go. Instead
exactly.
of getting that help to help them get through that rut. And sometimes we need professional counseling to
absolutely,
lay it out, process
we do. Yes.
this, whatever this
yes.
event was, and learn to be able to let it go
right.
and let unchain that suitcase. Now, it will always be a part of our history, but it doesn't have to be in our everyday experience. We don't have to live in that. And I see people, and I see them in their 30s and their 40s and their 50s, and they are still stuck in an event that happened when they are 8, 10, 12, and
yes.
they have let it dictate the course of their life.
And part of that is shame a lot of times, you know, because maybe they were guilty of whatever, or molesting. You see a lot of people still feel shame over that, even though
sure.
maybe they didn't cause it. Of course they didn't cause it. But that kind of being stuck in the rut of the past is frankly, listeners, it's not allowing you to spring into this fresh start that you need to do right now in this time of year.
Sure. So if you're one of those people, I teach, you know, we can't have control over those things that happen to us that
right.
that mark us in that way. And it can happen in our adult years that something
oh, sure.
traumatic or
yes.
significant, whatever that is to us. And each
divorce.
Person has
a lot of
things.
People have things. Yeah, they just haven't been able to get over. Yes.
But when we're an adult, it's our responsibility.
Right.
To live the best life we can. And that means to work through those feelings, find that truth, find our where we're going, and start making those steps to go
Absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely. And get the healing you need. If it means, you know, that you really seek professional counseling and you get rid of some of the shame, the guilt of the past, or whatever the case may be, this is a perfect time of year to get that fresh start.
Right, and that's your power. That's your strength.
Oh, yeah.
I have the power and control and can do this for myself.
Exactly.
I can take those steps that I need to finally start this healing process.
You know, and this is not a professional opinion. It's just my opinion. I think a lot of depression stems from people being stuck in things.
Oh, absolutely. And that's
oh, you're going to agree professionally?
I totally agree with that professionally. And
okay.
That is a depressive thing. When they get stuck, they roll into depression, and a lot of times
yes.
it rolls into anxiety.
Right.
And they kind of it's
panic,
like a,
all
they
kinds
do,
of
and it, they like box themselves in
yeah.
and they shut themselves in a lot of the times, and maybe not physically, but emotionally.
Right.
Where they're not allowing that love to come and flow both ways because somebody significantly in their life had caused pain to them in some level.
Right.
And so they kind of like build these walls around them.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and they leave little peepholes so they can see out, but they're not letting anything come in.
Exactly.
And, yes, pain can come in, but so can love and healing can come in.
Absolutely.
But what happens when we build that wall, we're leaving that pain inside, and we built it in the wall. So no matter where we go and where we're running to, because I see so many people that pick up and move across the country and go here and there because they think they think they're getting a fresh start. And and I tell them, you know what? You're taking it with you. You can't run this.
Right.
It's going everywhere you go. And they get so depressed when they go, I just moved here from Colorado and I thought I was leaving my past behind and I'm having nightmares. And I'm like, that's because you brought it here.
Right.
So let's unpack the suitcase.
Right.
Let's go put the suitcase in the closet where it belongs and get it off your leg one piece by piece.
Right.
And so you don't have to keep taking it everywhere you go.
Listeners, this is a very important key to springing into your fresh start. You know, when you can start unpacking that baggage from the past, it really is. It's critical to do it.
It is critical. And, you know, we all make mistakes. Some are mistakes we've made by our own choices, by our lack of knowledge, by whatever. Life is a mistake. We make mistakes so we can learn. It's a learning thing. We learn on the job of life, you know, and that we can't take them in as shame. We need to take them in as lessons.
Right.
What can I learn from this? What can I do different with this?
Oh, that's good. Lessons versus shame and guilt.
Absolutely. They are. It's life lessons.
Right.
We're learning every day we do something. And there's so many times when I make a parenting choice and, I step back. I'm like, oh, that was terrible. And then I process it. And sometimes I even bring the kid in. Okay, well, you know what? Mom messed up. And I apologize. Please forgive me, first of all. Second of all, what could I have done differently? And we talk about it.
Whoa.
And you know what? That has made me grow into a great parent and a respected parent with my children.
And, you know, someday they're going to say to you, boy, we learned some real tools on how to be good fathers, all three of your sons. I mean, that will come back. You know it will. They will reap the blessings, and you will too as a grandmother.
Absolutely. And that's just about being humble enough to say, okay, I dropped this ball.
Right.
Let me correct it with a person, and let's figure out how I don't have to do this again.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that is a big stumbling block to people having a fresh start. They can't own up to their mistakes a lot of times. They want to cover them up. They want to
blame.
Blame. That's the word I was going for, too. They want to blame some situation, some other person, usually. It's usually some other person, because they can't own it.
And we just need to take ownership of it. Nobody's perfect.
You know, that term ownership has been going around here for a few years in counseling. You want to define it for people who out there, maybe, doctor, who don't even know what we're talking about when we talk about owning things?
So when I own something, first of all, I'm admitting that I'm taking responsibility for it.
Right.
And then I want to work to how can I change that?
Exactly.
You know, I don't know if I'll get this, it's quote correctly, but the concept of it is sorry isn't in the word, sorry's in the change.
Oh, I love that. That's great. I love that a lot. Sorry isn't in the word.
A lot of times we say, I'm sorry, and nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Absolutely.
But when somebody's truly sorry, you see a difference in that change.
Right.
They are going to work. Now, doesn't mean it will never happen again,
right,
but you will see a difference in their behavior.
Scripturally, the word repentance
means to change.
To change, and it means to turn around and go the opposite direction. That's what it means in the original meaning of it. So when we are truly apologetic and truly sorry, you will see a change in people's behavior. And that will contribute greatly to a fresh start when we can acknowledge mistakes or things that we've done that hurt people that, you know, it's that making amends.
It really
is. With the 12-step program, which I love the 12-step program. I love that whole concept of making amends, whether you are in CODA or you're in AA or you're in NA. That program works because I think a lot of it is because of admitting guilt.
It's responsibility. And so, you know, and a lot of times I hear, you know, sometimes we make mistakes because we just didn't know better.
Right.
Maybe, you know, the parenting model that we had, this was okay, and then we're doing it and we're realizing, oh, this really isn't okay. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know another way.
Right.
Well, then let's learn a different way.
Let's learn it.
Once you start realizing this isn't the right thing or the way mm-hmm. I want it to be. Let's work on doing it the way you do.
Right.
And we're going to make mistakes in the process. And that's where every day is a new beginning.
Every day is a new beginning. You know, we talk about spring break. My grandson Levi is here on spring break. And in spring break, you're kind of taking a break from the norm, the yep. way things are, right? And you go back, and generally speaking, kids have just maybe a couple months or less of school. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a time to get the cobwebs out of their brain and rest.
Re-energize.
Refocus. And go back and then take those finals for the end of the semester and move forward.
And move forward. And we need that in our personal lives.
We do.
Need that in our emotional lives. You know, and when I talk to people, one of the things, I'm like, do you take a vacation? You don't have to go anywhere special, but do you take a vacation, meaning are you doing something different for at least 1 week out of the year
that's
outside
important.
Your norm? Because anything different is going to give your body new experience and time
that's
to
right.
rest. And so if that means I don't have the money, Dr. Angel, that's what I hear. That's okay.
Yeah.
Do a staycation.
Stay.
Do things around the house that you want to get caught up with. Mm. It's a different perspective. But when we don't take
you're right.
those breaks, we drain our energy, and we can't give what we don't have.
You know, I just recently went to Mexico on a mission starting a new radio station down there in Puebla, and it was a step of faith in a lot of ways, but it was also one of those spring break type events for me, you know, doing totally different things, going back to the culture where my sisters and I grew up in Central America with missionary parents, going back to that culture. When I flew in, I was flying by myself, and I looked out the window and saw the mountains for the first time. It made my heart just leaped, you know, because I'm going back mm-hmm. to that. You know, get through customs, all that stuff, and get on the bus and heading out to Puebla, a three-hour trip, and looking out and watching the people walk and all the things. And then the wonderful many days in Puebla, what it did for me was this kind of thing. You know, it was, yes, it was work. It was a mission trip, but it wasn't.
It was different.
It was new sights, new smells, new, you know, walking everywhere, develop new blisters. I asked my grandson, what's the one food you think that your Nana did not eat in Mexico? And he guessed correctly, a taco.
Really?
Never had a taco.
That's funny.
Had delicious food, but never had a taco. It just kind of happened that way. But, I mean, just we need these new things. Just got an email from some of our people from church that are going to California this week, and just exciting, you know, doing, they said we need this new adventure.
We do need those adventures.
Yes.
We do need those newness. You know, it's funny because I just went to Mexico on a separate little trip, and mine was a short little weekend thing, and I brought work with me because I'm working on a book, and I really want to get this finished. But, you know, it was just having that change of venue.
Yes.
It's like those creative juices. Like, I think I wrote, like, 50-something pages in a weekend.
I hear you.
And it was just going and going. It was that change of scenery and that change of venue, and it got me out of
new
that
smells,
rut.
New smells, new sights.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for those that don't live in a tropical paradise like we do in Clearwater, Florida, there are people, though, that can get out of their rut, so to speak. Even back in Indiana, I remember just going to a lake. You know, mm-hmm. Indiana has lakes, you know, a lot of places, just like for a couple days, just, you know, stay someplace cheap, whatever. This is the time to try new things is what I'm saying and what I'm hearing you say today, Dr. Angel.
Absolutely. So if you haven't had that break in a long time, let's start working towards planning that break. And it can be something as simple as going in a tent and camping or staying home and doing other things around the house that you wanted to do, re-landscape
exactly.
the yard or organize the garage. It's that change of pace.
Absolutely.
And that break from the everyday.
And we need that. We need that change of pace and breaks, you know. Research shows
that people who don't take their vacation get sick more often, have higher rates of depression, and it's not healthy physically when they don't take. You know, a lot of people want to cash their vacation out for extra money at the end
right.
of the year.
That's not good for you.
It actually costs you more with doctor bills and what it does to our depression, our anxiety when we're not taking breaks.
You know, also there's the anticipation of doing something different. Talk to me about that.
Anticipation is amazing. I'm going to tell on myself.
Okay, define it and tell on yourself.
Okay, well, anticipation is when we're looking forward to something.
Right.
And it
people need that.
Kind of in that future orientation. So no matter how crappy today is, I have this I'm looking forward moment.
Right, yeah.
So my family and I, every year we go on a cruise, we plan it a year in advance.
Right.
And this year is no different. And we count down to live from 300 and whatever days.
Wow.
And it's always 300 whatever days and we're going to see the tropical air. Three, you know, now it's like 80 something days. So it's getting closer. But that it's so much fun. And we'll send each other like a little beach picture with a chair. And I'm like, I need my timeout chair. It's looking forward no matter how stressful in the moment it is. And it's been
And
stressful.
That's a fun thing to do, Doctor.
It does. It's a stress relief.
It is. And you can look and see, wow, I've got this coming up. I've got this coming up.
You know what? I'm even really going to tell myself here. Last week, I had a very challenging week at work. And I just came home and I felt like a blob of Jell-O. And I looked at my friend and I'm like, we just need to watch something tropical on TV. We just watched a show about vacation, and my whole countenance changed. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I went from feeling deadpan to all of a sudden feeling this energy revive. A smile came on my face.
That is too cool.
I got up and cooked dinner and had a great weekend.
That's a good point.
And I just watch a show while
I'm going
on vacation.
And I'll tell you something I started doing a few years ago similar to this that has really helped me. So much of TV, sitcoms, and whatever, just get old and blah, blah, you know? And I just started faithfully watching our race as often as I possibly could, even if it's just a few minutes, and I put it on my phone, and so I know what's going on every day. And I anticipate that, and Chris is the same way with the Rays. I mean, he's a great, great Rays fan and goes to Clubhouse and does all kinds of stuff with them, interviews them, and it's pretty cool. But, you know, it's that anticipating that evening, I got a game to watch. You know?
And it's having things to look forward to.
And it's relaxing.
You know what it does? When we're looking forward, we're not looking back. We're not stuck.
Wow.
We're not stuck in that baggage of our past.
Right.
We're moving forward. We're moving out of this moment that may be very overwhelming and stressful, and it's giving us those mental and emotional breaks.
And that's what it does for me, watching baseball and football and all
that.
And
there's so many things. Yeah. There's so many things that can do it. And it can be as little as going to the park and having a picnic, and it doesn't cost any money to
do. Great idea.
To looking for an event, like a sporting event or a concert of somebody you really enjoy, or going to a special movie. All those things.
In Mexico, Enrique, my friend, said, let's go to the symphony. It's free. It's at the university. We went to a symphony twice. And I tell you, mariachis, I mean, it was the most fun, and it was cultural. The place was packed, people coming in this big, beautiful new auditorium there. And it was just something totally different that I did, and that really was fun, relaxing, going to a symphony.
And we need those breaks. And that's part of that renewal.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get out of here, Doctor. And you know what? It is so fun to make fresh starts. This show is spring into your fresh start.
It really is. And so what I'm challenging our listeners to do is, first of all, plan a break.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to take it tomorrow, but start planning for one.
Right.
And if you don't have a lot of financial resources, get creative, because there's a lot of breaks you can take that don't cost you money.
Exactly.
And just start planning that break. And start looking at... Look at your baggage. Am I dragging baggage? Am I feeling like crap? Am I taking this hurt from my past? And if I am, then let me do something about that today.
Great summary right there. Send your ideas for shows to us at goyard2014@gmail.com. Text us at 727-888-4171 and get involved with our shows. Again, I want to remind people, it's four words, starcomradionetwork.com. One more time, starcomradionetwork.com. Every Saturday and Sunday at noon Eastern, this show will pop up this Saturday and Sunday. And you can catch up with old shows on our website, which is goyard2014.org.
And like us on Facebook. I know there's
too many.
You wondered
if I remembered, right?
I did.
I just paused.
You know, you did good.
Uh-huh.
And like us on Facebook at GoYard1340.
It is on Facebook, GoYard1340. Yeah, like us there. Yeah. And you always post when we're starting shows and things.
I try to post.
And we're going to try to do better about putting more things on our website. We're both just running very busy lives with two jobs. So
yes, we are.
We are. But it's fun, and we love doing this show. And we are looking forward to next week. We're going to start a new series. Not sure yet what it'll be, but it'll be great.
It'll be great, as always.
Spring into your fresh start, my friends, and let today be the first day of your new adventure.
Well, I want to leave our listeners with our quote one more time.
Please do.
It is a wise man who understands that every day is a new beginning. Because, boy, how many mistakes do you make in a day? I don't know about you, but I make plenty. You can't turn the clock back, so you look ahead.
Mel Gibson. Excellent. All right, my friends, join us again next Thursday night live here in Tampa Bay, 6:06 p.m. Eastern, and Saturday and Sunday at noon Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And this has been, who are you?
Dr. Angel.
Dr. Angel Falzoni, the great PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and me, Mama Mac. All kinds of things, pastor, realtor, grandmother. Of many, many children. Okay, so have a great week, everybody, and we will see you next week on Go Yard.
Good night.